Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 7:47 on a Monday. Three big things.
Three.
Healthcare vote delayed after Senator John McCain suffers blood clot.
Two.
One man dead after several shootings over the weekend in Wichita.
One.
More than a dozen people displaced by apartment fire in northwest Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Heavy traffic right now, especially southbound I-135, and this is up at the North Junction, so around 37th Street North and K-96, that area. The traffic really starting to slow down southbound there. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 95 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 73. Tuesday, sunny and hot. And tomorrow's high, 96. Now partly cloudy, calm, no wind out there, 71 degrees. Are you ready for golf, boating, and all the other outdoor activities that come with summer in Kansas? Don't forget your hat for ultimate sun protection. Go see the best selection in town and the best service at Hatman Jack's at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jack's. Want to win $1,000? We do it four times a day with our Hot Temps Cool Cash Contest. All you have to do is listen and text us a special code word we give out on KNSS at 7, 11, 2, and 5. Started it off this morning at 7 o'clock. Keep listening to KNSS each weekday, 7, 11, 2, and 5, for your chance to win $1,000. The Grasshopper Mowers, an early pioneer and leading producer of zero-turn commercial-grade turf equipment and family-owned business, will represent Kansas at the Made in America Product Showcase.
Hey.
Hosted by President Trump at the White House today.
All right.
All right. The event highlights and celebrates American-made products and encourages other companies to manufacture their products right here in the U.S.
Represent.
Accompanying President Trump at this event will be the Vice President, Cabinet Secretaries, members of Congress, members of the President's senior staff, and White House groundskeepers rely on Grasshopper for its year-round versatility.
All hands on deck.
To easily change from mowing to debris collection to snow removal. How about that?
Good product.
That Grasshopper. You saying the groundskeepers at the White House are using that? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd say that's real good. All right. 7:49 now. Steve and Ted, and they've got several major stock indices riding new highs. Gains by big technology and healthcare companies pushed stocks modestly higher Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The S&P 500, the Dow, and the Russell 2000 index of smaller company stocks each set records.
Wow.
As the market posted its third straight day of gains. The S&P 500 gained 11 points. The Dow rose 84. The NASDAQ added 38 points. And that Russell 2000 picked up 3 points. But, you know, I'm a little scared. The stock market has really been going really well the past few months. And, of course, you know, I'm a little mamby-pamby. Well, what's going to happen next? It looks like it's going okay for now. We'll just keep riding, huh? Oil futures moved higher Friday. Benchmark U.S. crude rose 46 cents to $46.54 per barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. And a boat that fuels itself is setting off around the world from Paris on a six-year journey that its designers hope will serve as a model for emission-free energy networks of the future.
Aha.
Energy Observer is what they call this craft, and uses solar panels, wind turbines, and hydrogen fuel cell system to power its trip. The boat heads off Saturday from Paris toward the Atlantic Ocean to start this big trip. Six-year journey. Hope they stop now and then to pick up supplies.
Sign up for that.
Sure they will.
Long haul.
That boat must be kind of a funny-looking boat with all that stuff
on it. I'm sure, yeah. It looks like quite the contraption.
It's not going to look like one of the old.
But supposedly they're not leaving much of a carbon footprint.
Not at all.
Except for the humans that are on it.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they get out there and there's no wind and the sun's not shining.
Yeah, what happens then?
You could be out there for a long time if that happened, you know?
Yeah, to start rowing.
Yeah. All right. It's 7:51 now, Steve.
Oh, yeah, there's always hydrogen.
Yeah, hydrogen.
Part of it runs on hydrogen.
Oh, they store it up.
You always got to have
maybe
a little bit of that.
Maybe it runs on seawater, too. That would help.
Boy, okay. Somebody should invent that.
All right. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning, and he's got some local breaking banking news. Right, Bill?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Good morning, Steve and
Ted. Good morning.
Equity Bank shares of Wichita, the parent company of Equity Bank, announcing that it has acquired a pair of Oklahoma bank holding companies. It'll acquire Eastman National Bank shares of Newkirk, Oklahoma, in a transaction valued at $46.6 million. It will acquire Patriot Bank and its parent company, Cash Holdings of Tulsa, Oklahoma, in a deal valued at $50.5 million. Once the deal is closed by the end of the year, Equity is going to be having consolidated assets of more than $3 billion. Equity is one of two publicly traded companies in the Wichita area, based in the Wichita area, I should say. It's traded on the NASDAQ at EQBK. Just coming out with this information this morning, we will have more information as the day goes on, including some comments from Chairman and CEO Brad Elliott, who's going to be talking about it at 9 o'clock our time. Interest appears to be growing in the Mays Industrial Park. Kyoto Yushi Manufacturing America bought nearly 20 acres in the park, plans to build an 80,000-square-foot facility. It's the third manufacturing plant to commit to the park in the past 4 years. Developer Dave Larson says he may add another 40 or 50 acres to the park because of the interest. And Airbus has delivered its first A350 aircraft to Delta Airlines, the carrier moving toward an October launch of service. That means it'll be the first U.S. operator to fly that jet. The A350 competes mainly with Boeing's 787 Dreamliner. Delta says it'll use the wide-body aircraft for flights across the Pacific. Airbus America's engineering does work on the A350. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
That's quite a bank acquisition you're talking about there.
That's right. We've watched Equity throughout the years, especially the past 5 years or so, really acquire a lot of properties around the Midwest. It operates in Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, and now with these acquisitions, Oklahoma.
Wow. Growing concern then. Today is peach ice cream day. Now, I don't know why anybody would single out peach ice cream. I'm not a big fan of peach ice cream, but it is peach ice cream day. Well, you got any feelings on that, Bill?
I'm okay with peach. I prefer others, chocolate and vanilla, but that's okay.
Chocolate, vanilla. I stay with the basics. Ted?
Yeah.
Ted, what do you like in your ice cream?
This time of year, little homemade peach ice cream is delightful.
That sounds good. Yeah. Homemade.
Really good.
Does your dad still make homemade ice cream?
Yes.
You crank it with his hand?
No, they bought one with the electrical.
Yeah.
When we were kids, though, we had to crank it by hand.
Yeah.
After the kids left home, they bought the electric. So it was like, being on a summer day out there, it's like the rowing in the Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 hours later, I had forearms the size of Popeye and we had some homemade ice cream.
And you rammed into another ice cream maker and you were sinking, right? No. My dad used to do that when I was young. He had that for about 2 summers, and then he decided, nah, to heck with it. I'm just going to go to the store and buy it. But homemade ice cream. All right, have some peach ice cream today, okay, sir?
You got it.
All right, sir. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 8 o'clock, top of the hour. More than a dozen people displaced by an apartment fire in northwest Wichita. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.